Good morning. An Arctic front moving through the region overnight and now early this morning is bringing big changes our way toward much colder air, and in some cases even a coating of light snow, which is causing some slippery travel early this morning. The front is blasting through central and eastern New York on its way through New England. The wind is shifting to the west and becoming gusty, at times over 20, even 30 miles an hour. Temperatures are plummeting behind the front and in many cases are already through the 20s and into the teens and single digits. Clouds will tend to break up as we go through the morning, and after the snow showers dissipate, we'll have increasing sunshine, but we'll maintain that gusty wind through the day, and temperatures will either hold steady or even fall a few degrees, and in most cases stay in the teens to around 20 for afternoon highs. The wind will diminish somewhat tonight, and with high pressure building in, skies will be mostly clear, and it'll be one of the coldest nights of the season, with temperatures between 0 and 10 above in the valleys and 0 to 15 below across the higher terrain. This will set us up for brilliant sunshine with that high directly overhead tomorrow. Temperatures will moderate a bit, and it'll be more comfortable with less wind, but highs will still only be in the lower to middle 20s. As the high departs off the east coast, we'll see a southerly wind flow develop, and with mostly sunny skies on Wednesday, a moderating trend with highs back up above freezing and in the middle 30s. Sunshine will then give way to increasing clouds on Thursday as a weak disturbance passes by, and in the milder air, we may have a few sprinkles with highs in the upper 30s to around 40 on Thursday afternoon. Mostly cloudy skies on Friday as the next stronger storm starts to head our way from the southern plains and lower Mississippi Valley. It'll be dry through Friday afternoon and evening as temperatures push into the middle and upper 30s once again. Still to be determined is the temperature profile with this next storm. Right now it looks like we'll have snow on Friday night and Saturday morning in the colder air. But by Saturday afternoon, if enough milder air moves in, a mixed variety of precipitation, perhaps even changing to rain, especially south of I-90 with highs in the mid-30s, and the weather pattern remains active with a chance of rain or snow again on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, multiple storms will move into the west coast that will aid in eroding an upper-level ridge centered over the Rockies. Each system will bring moisture from the Pacific into the West Coast, producing rain along the coast from Washington State to Southern California. In addition, rain and higher elevation snow will develop over interior parts of the Pacific Northwest and the Northern Intermountain region through tomorrow evening. Winter weather advisories had been issued for these areas. Rain and freezing rain over the Columbia River Gorge will change over to all rain. As the moisture and energy move inland, rain and higher elevation snow will develop over the Sierras and move into the southwest and Great Basin tonight. Starting tomorrow, the rain and high elevation snow will move into parts of the southern and central Rockies and parts of the Great Basin as well. Meanwhile, major flooding is occurring or forecast on the Mississippi and Ohio rivers and tributaries in Missouri, Illinois, and Kentucky, with record flooding at several locations. Major flooding is also occurring on the Arkansas River and tributaries in Arkansas. Floodwaters will move downstream over the next couple of weeks, with significant river flooding expected for the lower Mississippi into mid-January. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility and fog, 2 below zero with a west wind at 8 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 20 below zero. In Albany on the hour, clearing out in 18 degrees, the dew point 7, and the relative humidity 62%, a northwest wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.02 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 82 degrees at Pembroke Pines, Florida, to a low of 20 below zero at Gunnison, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy in the lower 30s, Boston mostly sunny, breezy in the mid to upper 20s, and in Buffalo cloudy and breezy with snow showers and highs in the teens. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 41 degrees, the low 27. The average temperature 34, that's 11 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday in the form of snow. For the month, 0.3 of an inch of snow, which is 1.4 inches below normal. and 2.5 inches of snow for the season, which is 16.0 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low, 15. The record high, 64, set in 1950, and the record low, 15 below zero, in 1904. Sunrise this morning, 7:26 a.m. Sunset this evening at 4:34 p.m., 9 hours and 8 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Clouds and a few snow showers giving way to mostly sunny skies today, breezy with highs in the single digits and teens. Clear and very cold tonight, 0 to 15 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-20s. Clear and very cold tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and a few snow showers giving way to partly sunny skies today, breezy with highs in the teens. Clear and very cold tonight with lows near 0. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, breezy today with highs in the lower 20s. Clear and very cold tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Clouds and a few snow showers giving way to partly sunny skies today, breezy with highs near 20. Clear and very cold tonight, 0 to 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny but cold, lower to mid-20s. More sunshine, milder Wednesday, mid-30s. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Thursday, upper 30s. Mostly cloudy Friday, mid to upper 30s. A chance of snow Friday night and Saturday, mixed with rain in southern areas Saturday afternoon. And a chance of rain and snow again on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.